Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Horse, written and read by Willie Vallotton. The board and batten walls of the single-room shack that was the assayer's office rattled from the wind, and the fire in the stove was dead. From a twin bed, Al Ward, 67 years old, bone thin, with gray hair and blue eyes, looked out the window to falling snow. He pulled the blankets and sleeping bag over his head and tried again to sleep, but sleep wouldn't come. In the darkness, he asked himself the same question he asked every morning. If he were in Reno, eating breakfast at the Cal Neva, would he order coffee, French toast, and bacon like a normal person, or a Hornitos on the rocks? The same question, and always the same answer. Tequila on the rocks with a beer bag. He pushed off the covers and looked at the empty wood bin. The shack was frozen because he had a cracked wood stove that burned too fast, and he hadn't brought in enough wood. But that was the way of mornings. Tequila instead of breakfast, and Al staring at the empty wood bin, cursing himself until his bladder forced the day upon him. The days on the derelict mining claim were always the same. He'd bring in firewood, drink coffee, and eat breakfast, work on a song, take a nap, drink more coffee, and then set out on the same walk he took each afternoon. Dinner at dusk, which at that point was 4 p.m., and afterward he'd play guitar until he grew tired. He'd then get back in bed and read 10-year-old issues of National Geographic and Sports Illustrated by the light of a propane lantern and chase radio stations on a small battery-powered radio. A day and a night. The clock next to his bed read 6:33 a.m. Why couldn't he sleep until noon like he had most of his life? If he could, then half his day would be over by the time he opened his eyes. But in old age, he had trouble sleeping. He slept in fits and woke early, exhausted but awake. Everyone said getting up was easier the older you got. But that hadn't been the case in his life. It was a brawl each morning just to get his feet on the ground. In wool socks and long underwear, he put on sweats, tennis shoes, and a canvas coat, and walked outside carrying a plastic milk crate. Snow and wind blew into him, and he made 4 trips to the shed to fill the wood bin. He started a fire and poured water into a saucepan from a 2-gallon jug sitting on a shelf above the sink. He lit a Coleman propane camping stove and set the saucepan on it. The counter where the stove sat was made of 2x4s and plywood and had a stainless steel sink that drained through a PVC pipe down under the floor.